Hey everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 to 17. Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 to 17. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. And they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies you have prepared praise?'" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. Amen. This is an amazing passage. This really marks kind of the first day of our Passion Week. And as we see Jesus entering Jerusalem, we see that the very first place that he goes to is actually the temple of God. And this is actually so interesting and so crucial. The temple in Jerusalem was the spiritual center of the nation. And this is where Jesus would have been able to go and teach people and minister to the spiritually hungry. But when he gets to the temple, what does he find? He sees that there are people who are selling and buying in the temple. There were money changers. There were people selling pigeons. And he gets furious. He's appalled by what the temple of God has become. No longer is it a house of prayer. No longer is it a place of worship. It has now become a business place. What's interesting about this, though, is that this had become the norm for the people of Jerusalem at the time. The money changers, those selling pigeons, those buying, anyone going to the temple for this very purpose, it became the norm. They didn't see what the big issue was with this. But Jesus, as he has been proclaiming the kingdom of God, calling people to repentance, he does the same here, but in a more dramatic way. And this is not an unnecessarily dramatic event. This is a necessary act. Jesus overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons because it had been defiling the very place where God was to be worshipped. And as Jesus, as we have come to know, who is the Son of God, the Messiah, as he enters the temple, he reminds them that this is a place where he and the Father are to be worshipped, where people should come to pray and to repent, where people can come and encounter the living presence of our God. That is why Jesus overturned the tables. That is why Jesus decided to cleanse the temple and inaugurate the kingdom of God in the temple of God in Jerusalem. Jesus is living out the kingdom, because wherever he reigns, wherever Jesus dwells, that is where the kingdom is. That is where God reigns. And so, in a way, I think this is kind of like Jesus inviting us to come into the kingdom. And we see this drastic shift in Jesus' response in verses 14 to 17. After he tells these money changers and those selling pigeons that this is supposed to be a house of prayer, he goes into, he approaches with a kind and compassionate heart. He sees the blind and the lame, those who cannot see and those who cannot walk, come to him in the temple, and he has compassion upon them, and he heals them. I think this is part of what the kingdom is supposed to look like. The kingdom is where we pray to our God, where we worship the living God, The kingdom of God is also where we can receive healing and restoration, not just physically, but ultimately spiritually, for every person who is spiritually blind, who cannot see because of their spiritual blindness. But as Jesus continues to wipe off the things that are hindering us from seeing who he truly is, he allows us to be able to see the Messiah, to see who he truly is, and to worship him as we're called to. The thing is, the children in this passage seem to be the primary people in our passage who really understand who Jesus is. It says in verse 15 that the children were crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David." You know, the Jewish people would know that this phrase, "Hosanna to the Son of David," is something that you would primarily shout out and cry to God, to Yahweh. And so in a way, they are declaring Jesus to be the Messiah. When the chief priests and the scribes heard this, they became indignant. They were upset, they were furious, and they would ask Jesus, "Do you hear what they're saying?" And they're expecting Jesus to respond, saying, "Yes, yes, I hear them. I'm going to tell them to stop." But instead he says, "Haven't you heard from Psalm chapter 8, verse 2, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise?'" What an amazing response, because the chief priests and the scribes were dedicated to the Old Testament scriptures. And by pointing back to the Psalms, Psalm chapter 8, verse 2 specifically, they have nothing to say. And in a way, by him saying this, he is confirming the children's cry that he truly is the Son of David. He is the Messiah. He is the anointed one. He is the Savior King. Jesus is declaring on his first day in Jerusalem that he is the Messiah. We're going to come to see later on in the week, throughout the week, what exactly happens, what transpires from this event. But today we see Jesus bringing the kingdom of God to Jerusalem. He's bringing the kingdom of God to Jerusalem. And he's showing people what it can look like to live in the kingdom of God, a place where people can truly worship our King, a place where we can pray to our Heavenly Father, a place where we can receive healing and restoration in Jesus' name. And we can cry out with the children of the temple, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest to the Son of David. Hosanna to Jesus." Today, I want to invite us into that kingdom reality and praise our God, to respond with a heart of worship, a heart of prayer, that we would seek his healing and his power to be restored, and that we would join in with the children and cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and God, thank you for what Jesus did on his first day in Jerusalem. God, as he goes to the temple and he cleanses the temple from all defilement, anything that is dishonoring and displeasing to you, God, we recognize that some things are similar in our own life and in our own hearts. God, we pray that you would cleanse anything that is defiled and dishonoring to you in our hearts, in our minds. God, we pray that our very life would be reflective of a life of prayer, that even corporately, Lord, as a symphony family, as the body of Christ, Lord, that we would be a house of prayer. Help us, Lord, to truly worship you in this house of prayer. And God, I want to pray for anyone who needs healing in Jesus' name right now. God, I pray for their physical healing. anyone who may be sick, anyone who may have a chronic illness, whatever it may be, God, we pray for healing in Jesus' name. But we also pray, Lord, for spiritual healing for all who have yet to know you, Jesus. God, in this Passion Week, God, we pray specifically for those, for everyone in our lives who have yet to know you. God, we pray, God, that you would give us the courage and the power and the boldness to invite them to Easter service, to share our testimony, to preach the gospel in love. And we pray that more people, Lord, that their spiritual blindness would be healed, that they might come to see you for who you truly are. And Lord, would you lead us to praise your name? Hosanna to the Son of David. You truly are the only one who can save. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this first day of Passion Week. We hope that you have a great day. And yeah, let's continue to praise our God and cry out with the children, Hosanna to the Son of David. Have a great day.